Gretz, who teaches singing and teaches performing and is quite a delight. Please give her a big welcome.
Hi, how are you? I'm going to do something. Well, it's about love, but it's a little bit, a little different from the way things have been going so far tonight. First of all, though, starting on Monday, March 12th, once a month, I'm going to be hosting a rounds and part songs gathering in Wellesley at the studio where I teach. It will be a chance for people to get together who are interested in exploring, singing rounds, singing part songs. You can bring songs to sing. It's a lovely place. We're going to have a really good time. There'll be food. And the next set of classes begin on March 14th, Wednesday, March 14th. There's cards over there. Okay, I'm going to do a cover. This is from Great Britain. And I forgot to bring my cheat sheet, so I forget the man's name that wrote it. It's about Isabel and the English National Monuments. Isabel makes love upon national monuments with style and enthusiasm and anyone at all. Isabel's done Stonehenge and the Houses of Parliament, but so far pretty Isabel's never played the Albert Hall. Many a monolith has seen Isabel, her bright hair in turmoil, her breast surging swell. Unhappy Albert, so far denied the bright sight of Isabel going into her stride. The Forth Bridge, the Cenotaph, Balmoral, and Wembley, the British Museum, and the House of Lords. So many ticks in her National Trust catalogue, but so far the Royal Albert Hall has not scored. Countless cathedrals can now proudly show where Isabel's pretty shoulder blades once briefly reposed. Wretched old Albert still waiting for the imprint of Isabel on his parquet floor. At Westminster Abbey, she lay upon a cold tombstone, the meat in a sandwich of monumental love. Old pole-faced Wordsworth unblinking beneath, and a bright-eyed young archbishop breathlessly above. Many a stony-faced statue has flickered its eyes and swayed to the rhythm of her little panting cries. But wretched old Albert never yet has known Isabel's pretty whinnyings to echo round his dome. On the last night of the promenade, she waved to the conductor, and there and then on the podium, with scarcely a pause, with a smile and a bow and a loud "Rule Britannia," she completed her collection to enormous applause. Rapturous Albert now knows full well he's captured forever elusive Isabel. Prettily disheveled and firmly installed and faithful forevermore to the Royal Albert Hall. No more frantic ramblings up the dome of St. Paul. No more dank ramblings on Hadrian's wall. With style and enthusiasm and anyone at all, Isabel makes love at the Royal Albert Hall. Yeah.
Annabel Gretz. Oh, boy. None like her.